Just Friends, voiced by Neville Watchhurst on behalf of MCS Agency. The Cinerenta logo flashes up. A caption reads, 1995, New Jersey. A hand writes a letter. The desk is surrounded by photos of a young blonde girl, many of which also feature a teenage boy with a grotesquely fat face.
Dear Jamie, when we're together, I feel like we're not in high school, but in our own little Chris and Jamie world. Whether we're watching Party of Five or practicing our cheers, I feel like I could just be myself. Jamie, we've been friends for a really long time, but I want to be more than that. Oops, I don't think so. Hoping to be your boyfriend. Sincerely, Chris Brander, BFF.
And I swear, by the moon and the stars in the skies, I'll be there. And I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there for everywhere.
Raise your hand if your brother's a homo!
Get out of my room!
Mom!
Stupid! Anybody ever hear of privacy around here?
You're the...
Chris, the fat teenager from the photos, is surprised by his kid brother in the act of miming to the record. He removes the brace from his teeth and takes solace in food and soda.
Jamie, I saw your yearbook. Do you feel the same way about me? Oh, we want a kiss. Jamie, I saw your yearbook. Jamie, I'm opening the gate.
Chris dismounts from his bike and wheels it through the back gate of a house. He locks up the bike, pulls out a book, which he kisses, and then walks to the back door. He readies himself, only just remembering to slide out of his mouth the brace with its glistening pink plate, and then heads in.
What's up, guys? Class of 95! Hey, what's up, Leon? Trevor, great Susan. Great. Hey guys.
Hey, Chris Brander, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy graduation, Chris.
What's going on? I thought it was supposed to be just the four of us.
Palominos decided to throw Jamie a surprise graduation party.
Oh, that's just great. Tonight's the night. Where is she?
I think I saw her go in the garage with the football team.
Sweet.
Hey, no fear, Chris. Huh? This is your chance to get out of the friend zone.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
The pair smile encouragingly. As he leaves, their faces fall.
Jamie.
Finally! I'm so happy. Come on!
Jamie pulls Chris from the garage and up the stairs to her bedroom, where she throws herself down on the bed. Jamie heedlessly flashes her knickers.
Yeah.
What's up?
There's something that I've been meaning to say.
Jamie! There you are.
Hey, Tim.
Shut up, Chubbs.
Funny guy.
Jamie. Will you sign my yearbook?
Huh?
Can I do it later, Tim?
Can I do you later? I need a beer!
Jamie delightedly rolls her head in Chris's lap. He grimaces in exquisite embarrassment.
Come in.
Huh? Oh, hi, Jamie.
Hey, Dusty.
I was hoping I'd find you here.
I didn't know you played guitar.
I really want to be a famous musician. Yeah. And I wrote you a song. It's called Jamie Smiles. Oh. When Jamie... Hold on. When Jamie...
He's crazy.
When Jamie... God damn it! Come on, Dusty!
Dusty. Maybe you should come back another time.
Oh, no, I got it.
You can come back. and then play it for us later, okay?
I really, I got it. It's beautiful.
Right? It is. Jesus. Yeah.
Oh! I almost forgot. I got you a little something right here. Okay. Now, I know it's a little dorky, but I had to do it. So, look at it. Will you put it on for me?
Now?
Please, please, put it on.
Okay, quickly.
Okay. I think it's gonna fit.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Chris pulls on the sweatshirt, which bears a cute design of his own face and Jamie's with cat bodies.
It's a little snug.
Oh my god, isn't that so cute? Shakes come and go, but friends are forever. That's adorable. Let's go show my mom. She'll love it. Let's go show her. Come on.
Let's Chris. Not. No, no. She's just gonna come on. Love just wait. Just we're busy.
Chris, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I signed your yearbook. Read it, please.
Okay.
Please, God.
Stud Muffin, getting it on in your love truck was hot.
That's not what I wrote. This is Tim's yearbook.
Chris?
Oh my God!
Listen to this, listen to this. When we're together, I feel like we're not in high school. But we're in our own Chris and Jamie little world.
You're my best friend.
Please don't hate that.
But I want to be more than that. Hoping to be your boyfriend. Sincerely, Chris Brander, BFF.
That's a joke. That's a joke between me and Jamie.
Holy shit. Check out his shirt.
The crowd of partygoers who have assembled to hear Tim read Chris's outpourings point and jeer. Chris runs off.
Chris,
try a salad.
Chris,
leave me alone.
Don't worry about it. It happens to everybody.
Chris, we need to talk about what you wrote. Is that really how you feel?
I don't know. Maybe. Why?
Because that's the nicest thing anyone's ever written to me.
It was?
Yes. I love you, Chris. Like a brother. We're friends, right?
For sure.
Shut up, Tim!
Don't you people have anything better to do? God, just leave him alone!
You jerks! I'll show you! I'll show all of you! This town is full of losers! And I'm pulling out to win!
Chris!
My name is Chris Brander!
Chris, let's talk!
The inelegant Chris wobbles off on his bike as most of his classmates gesture derisively. A caption reads, "Present day Los Angeles. A tall, glittering skyscraper towers over the low-rise city. In the shiny penthouse, shiny people are partying. In a bizarre illuminated cage, a young woman dressed scantily in ostrich feathers swings gently on a trapeze.
I don't know what to say. I mean, the sex is good, but I'm a person too. I mean, I have feelings and needs other than just physical. Don't you have anything to say for yourself?
I think you've pretty much said it all.
You know what? This just isn't working out. Have a great life. Because Athena's out. Why you just don't take me serious?
The young man is slim and debonair, but the eyes are Chris's.
Wow. I guess Athena's out. God, you believe that? I get dumped 4 days before Christmas.
I saw.
Yeah, and yet you did nothing. Technically, that makes you an accomplice.
Guilty as charged.
You know, in some cultures, they'd spank you for that.
Oh, I love to travel.
Chris Brander.
I'm Mandy.
Of course you are. You know, I know a song called Mandy.
Oh.
Shoots, he scores.
Chris plays ice hockey.
You're the bad bunny.
No, that's you. You're the bad bunny.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough out of you. Next time you call me collect. Okay, bye-bye. So how'd it go last night?
Home by 10, pants off in front of the computer by 10:01.
Nice. What about Sheila? You making any headway?
Well, we'll see. I'm taking her to lunch today.
So whoa. Don't do that. Okay, don't do lunch.
Why?
That's like the express lane to the friend zone.
What the hell's the friend zone?
See, when a girl decides that you're her friend, you're no longer a dating option. You become a complete non-sexual entity in her eyes, like her brother or a lamp.
I don't want to be a lamp.
Yeah, well, then don't be her friend, okay? Oh, take that guy, for example.
You mean that couple?
No. I know. I mean the guy that wishes they were a couple.
What is your point?
My point is, call Sheila, Ray. Call her right now. Move your day date to tonight. Play the entire thing aloof, and no matter what you do, kiss her at the end.
Because friends don't kiss. All right, aloof.
Chris waves conspiratorially to the woman on the ice with her friend.
Straight to voicemail.
Ouch, hope you're not too late. You may already be girlfriends.
Really? How will I know?
Look, it doesn't matter, okay? If you feel yourself going there, walk away.
Where'd you come up with this theory?
Some chick effed me up in high school bad.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse you! I saw you flirting with me out there.
Did you do that to your boyfriend?
Who, him? We're just friends.
Oh, no, I never said that, Lindsay. I wouldn't do that.
I'm driving through a tunnel.
Okay, one second here. Hey, Francine, you look great. That color really brings out your legs. Grab that, okay. I don't even know you. Yeah, ho. That's great. Merry Christmas.
I can still see it. I can still rub hard. Don't dab at it. Rub it. Look, honestly, these pants make me look fat.
Well...
You're fired.
What?
I'm kidding.
Ho. Who's got a Christmas present? I do. How you doing, boss? Merry Christmas.
I look fat in these pants.
Hell no.
Excellent. So you're seeing your family for the holidays?
Wait, as a matter of fact.
Wait, then. You want anything?
No.
Go. Wait. Family.
Parents are separated. Jersey's not my idea of a good time,
fabulous.
So,
Great,
good.
First up tonight, you've seen her in the pages of magazines and, well, the opening of practically anything. But what you may not know about this It Girl is her humanitarian side.
Hey, everyone, I'm Samantha James, and I'm here with Mr. Cluck Cluck and my new best friend, Wafufi, and we're part of a kick-ass humanitarian effort to help promote vegetarianism in third world countries, which is really, really important. Okay, and speaking of really, really important... I have some good news. I've been recording for my new album, which I hope to have out early next...
I want that album.
What? Samantha James, yeah. Sorry, No. Listen to me very carefully now. Mm-hmm. Samantha James is a crazy person.
You're the one that used to diddle her, not me.
It was one date, and I ended up in the hospital.
Have you seen this poster, huh? Have you seen this poster?
Yeah, with the
this
fruit.
This is the hottest selling poster in the United States. People love her. They love her.
Oh, who loves her?
MTV just got her a new reality show next year. We timed the CD release with the show. We got a guaranteed hit plus free promotion. She's recording over
here. I know where she's recording.
Good. Make me happy. Go away. Wait, not you. Wait. You don't make me happy. I'm going to find somebody else to make me happy.
Loud and clear. Yeah, clear as bell.
Good.
Okay.
What are you still doing here? Go get me lobster. Go, run, lobster, run away, run. Daddy want a fish.
Chris pearls up to the curb in a smart gray Range Rover. He gets out, pulls off his sunglasses, and heads into a studio where Samantha James is recording a song.
Change the key on me.
No one, Samantha. It's been the same key for the last 43 takes.
Well, something's off then because I'm just not feeling it, okay? God, I need my guitar.
We need to mix the tracks separately?
No. My lyrics say dancing free with my guitar, Ron. So I'm gonna be real, okay? I'm not gonna let you and Hong Kong Phooey up there turn me into some poppy bubblegum wannabe, okay? I need to transcend. Are you guys even listening to me? You guys are assholes! You're assholes!
Switch
Ron,
off,
you're
guys.
An asshole!
She's all yours.
I can't hear you.
Samantha.
I can't hear you, Samantha.
Can't hear you.
Oh, light bulb. There you go.
Ugh.
Oh my God, I don't believe it! God, I've missed you.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Are you here because you miss me, or are you just here because your boss wants to sign me?
Both?
That's cool. Guess I missed you too. Mm. God, I want to lick your skin off.
I prefer you didn't.
But I want to.
Don't.
Oh, okay. You're gonna get it. You're gonna get it, baby.
I want it.
Bad kitty.
Okay.
Listen, what are you doing over the holidays?
I'm going to Santa Barbara.
Because Paris is throwing a Christmas bash in Paris.
Okay, Paris isn't gonna work for
me. I'm gonna call my sister. We're gonna go tonight. We can work and play. Oh my God! I just wrote a new song. You have to hear it. This one's called Forgiveness. Forgiveness.
They are now aboard a jet.
Is more than saying sorry.
Chris winces as she plays.
To forgive is divine. So let's have a glass of wine and have makeup sex until the end of time, 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 time. So, what'd you think?
I mean, my God.
Oh my God, you're sweet.
What is that?
This is a taser gun. My publicist gave it to me to ward off stalkers. Bam! Ooh, ahi tuna. You want some? Yummy, yummy.
I'll pass.
Ahi. Oh, I'm so glad Casey got us back together.
Yeah, you're awful.
Hey, I have a great idea. What if on our way to Paris we stop up in Ireland and find out where you two live? What if we got someone like Bono to sing backup? I'd be all, forgiveness is the way, and he'd go, forgiveness every day, only all Bono-y. Wouldn't that be amazing? Ugh. What if I added more vibrato? Forgiveness is more than saying sorry.
Chris hides his head. The microwave into which she put her tuna explodes.
Okay, who's the genius behind this?
The container said microwavable.
But the aluminum foil wasn't.
Well, I'm not supposed to worry about stuff like that. I'm the talent. Daddy, we're down.
Not exactly warm out here, is it? How long till we're airborne again?
Nice plane.
Not till tomorrow.
Oh, terrific.
Where are we?
Not happy!
We're on a private field, an hour outside of Trenton.
Jersey. We're in New Jersey.
Hey, wait a minute. Am I being punked? Where's Ashton? Ashton! Oh my God! You totally got me! Ashton! I love it that you're taking me out to meet your mom. Was this one of your clever little plans?
Yes, I planned you setting the plane on fire. Surprise!
Be right down.
Chris enters a room and switches on the light. It is his own room, still festooned with pennants for the cougars. In the corner, the shrine of photos of Jamie has been preserved. Chris walks slowly and pensively towards it. He begins to methodically rip down all the pictures of his fat former self with his heartthrob. Something in his expression suggests he has not got closure on this. In the festively decked out living room, Chris and Samantha sit on the sofa opposite Chris's mum.
I do not remember Jersey being this cold.
Well, it's been uncommonly cold this month. We've gone through 7 bags of rock salt.
Your house is just so quaint, Mrs. Brander. I mean, Chris, you never told me you were so provincial. It's like a true rags-to-riches story, but I've always found the middle class to be just so much more real. I mean, isn't Chris great?
Yes, he is a nice boy. You know, he usually flies us out to Los Angeles. Yeah, it's been, 9, 10...
It's 10 years. Yeah.
10 years since he's been home.
All right, good job, doggy.
Oh, hi, honey.
Oh, my God, Mikey. Oh, my God. Is that my Christmas present?
Sam.
My younger brother, Mike.
Samantha James.
Samantha James, Mike Brander, it is an honor. I have your poster on my wall, but you are way hotter in person.
I know.
You have a poster on your wall? Yeah, I slapped the ham to it like an hour ago.
What ham did you slap? Not the ham that I just bought.
Oh, Mrs. Brander, do you have anything else besides ham? Because I'm on the Pericone diet and I need salmon like now.
I love salmon. It's the prettiest color for bedroom. So relaxing.
I'm gonna start drinking. Does anybody want anything? Some coffee? Maybe some salmon or something? Just gonna... Yeah. Mike, good to be home.
A cab pulls up on the frozen street outside a bar. Chris and Samantha walk unnoticed into the bar.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hi. Yes, I know. Very exciting. Chris, let's get it to go. People are staring at me. Oh, my God, plastic menus. Well, this isn't going to work, is it now, Chris? Chris?
Chris walks up behind his old friends.
Excuse me, but I was wondering if you think America will ever switch to the metric system.
Oh, it's a very interesting...
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Chris!
Wait!
Thank you! How you been?
We're married.
You're married!
Married!
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're married. We got a kid, TJ.
TJ! Oh, he looks just like me. He's got
fun
size.
Oh, my God! He's like a mind kid. He's like brilliant. You should meet him. Look at those teeth. Those are some nice veneers you got, my friend.
Don't tell me that you're a dentist.
A dentist?
I totally sold out, dude.
Hey, you and me both, buddy.
Hey, lover. Aren't you gonna introduce me?
Yes! Samantha. These are my old friends. This is Clark. This is Darla.
Your names are Clark and Darla? Oh my God, that is so cute! I just want to eat you both up! Okay, I am going to go to the little girl's room.
Good.
And then we're out.
Okay.
Okay.
She's, incoming.
Oh my God, check out that girl's ass. Huge! It was so nice meeting you.
She's adorable
and affectionate.
Christ, it's Chris Brander, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys.
Chris Brander?
Chris Brander?
Holy, I saw you at the Grammys sitting next to P. Diddy. It's me, Tim.
You remember?
Oh, how can I forget you, Tim?
Hey, you got $5. I can, like, half.
You keep living the dream, Tim.
Done!
Bye-bye now.
Class of 95!
Class of 95!
Here's your money, bitch!
He looks good.
Now, I can't believe, what? Like, what happened? Where did you go?
Just migrated west. Living the dream out there, I guess. I just lived in my dad for a while.
Jamie, now the barmaid, stands shaking cocktails. Darla gestures across for her to join them. She stops dead, mouthing, "Oh my God." Chris turns towards her. She ducks behind the bar.
Jamie. Jamie?
Chris! Hi!
Hi! What are you doing down there?
Oh, I'm just busted. How are you? Hold on. Wow! Look at you! Oh my God, I can fit my arms around you! You look so great! Look at this body! You're like a new man!
Yeah.
These arms and your belly and look at the pecs! Wow, Chris Brander!
Jamie Palomino.
So how long are you in town for?
Just the night, actually.
Just one night, really? You can't stay any longer?
No, I wish I could, but I...
Let's go, Chris. There's pee on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well... It's really great to see you again.
You too.
Oh. Wow. Just give me a call sometime. I'm living with my parents. I know, I'm living with my parents. Okay, bye. Bye.
Chris winces and then bumps into Tim the barfly.
Jamie Powell. She's like a box of fine wine.
You would know.
Yeah, you know, in high school you'd never get a girl like that. Now you get whoever you want. I bet you could definitely hit Jamie Powell. Okay. Definitely.
Okay. Excuse me.
Oh yeah. Go.
Woo!
Hey.
Hey.
Look, there's a chance that my flight might be delayed an extra day. What are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing. Do you want to meet for lunch?
You mean like a day day?
Yeah.
Great.
Chris. Chris.
I'll pick you up at noon.
Chris. Chris. Chris.
Awesome. I'm really good. I'm busy.
I'm busy. Stupid dick.
That sounds awesome. I'll see you then.
Bye.
Let's go.
What's that all about?
Nothing. It's just an old friend saying hi.
Yeah, well, let's keep it that way.
It's not a hen.
Hi, hen. Meow. Meow.
Samantha sleeps in a polka dot blinder amid rumpled sheets. Chris sits looking at photos of Jamie and himself.
I used to know you when we were young. You were in all my dreams. We sat together in period one, Fridays at 8:15. But I will wait for you as long as I need to. And if you ever get back to Hackensack, I'll be here for you.
He unfolds a handwritten list entitled 100 Reasons Why Jamie is the Best. Carol singers in Victorian costume walk through the snow.
I was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone.
Chris's brother Mike lies asleep.
Hey, dumbass. Wake up. Hey. Ah. Wake up.
Morning.
What?
I need you to do me a favor.
What do you want from me?
I ran into Jamie Palomino last night.
Oh, here we go again.
I'm not the same person I was in high school, pal.
You'll always be fat to me, Chris. Ah! What do you want from me?
I need you to detain Samantha.
I could do that.
Chris, wait.
Beautiful day.
What about Paris?
Paris can wait. This is important. You don't want to be out of touch with your audience, do you?
No.
No, well, then you need to connect with your audience. You need to feed off their energy. After all, they're the ones who are going to buy your album. Problem is, where in New Jersey are we going to find a proper cross-section of your fans?
The mall?
The mall! That's a great idea!
We have so much in common!
I know!
God. Let's do it! Do
Whoa,
it!
I am not going with him!
Look, what better way to relate to your fans than to go with one? Here we go!
Hey! You're not coming with me?
No, sweetie. You need to do this alone. I can't be your crutch. Watch your face.
Buckle up!
Mike reverses the Volvo enthusiastically. Chris dashes back inside. In the front garden of his house, Mr. Palomino oversees the installation of a large board bearing a Christmas greeting. Chris drives up in a sporty red Porsche.
Mr. Palomino, how you doing?
Well, 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 if it isn't Mr. Valentine's Day. This guy, every Valentine's Day, he'd buy Jamie like a dozen roses. He used to drive all her boyfriends nuts. So we explained, of course, it was just her little friend, Chris.
Yeah, I remember that.
You prick.
I see you still have the best Christmas display in town, sir.
Hey, in the state.
Hey, Chris, I'll be right out.
So, how'd you lose all that weight? Like that retard from Subway?
It's great talking to you, sir.
Are you kidding me?
I rented the nicest Porsche in New Jersey. I'm just gonna play this whole thing aloof and she's gonna be eating out of the palm of my hand in no time. Gotta go.
Hey.
Wow, Porsche. Girls must love this.
I hate this stupid thing too. It's a rental. It's so ostentatious. It's all they had left.
They sit together in a homely diner.
God, this place hasn't changed a bit.
I know.
Are you sure that you don't want to go someplace else?
No, we can't leave. We have history here.
History?
Oh, my goodness. I remember you two. Oh, you're not a chubby bunny anymore.
I like personal space.
I'll be right back. I've got a little surprise for you.
Can't wait.
Chubby bunny.
Ah, thanks for reminding me. I was fat.
So why did you disappear on me 10 years ago?
About that.
Were you that mad at me?
Come on, Jamie. It was like 100 years ago, all right? I'm not that pathetic little dweeb anymore.
You're never a dweeb, Chris. So, tell me about your job.
Oh, my God. You know, once you get over all the glamour, you know, it's nothing but total insanity. Mm. You know, if it's not Pink calling you, then you got Good Charlotte. It's Jay-Z's birthday party, you know, and I'm totally name-dropping right now, and I'd really like to stop Mick Jagger. How about you, you know? What happened to you? How'd you end up working at the Maple?
I don't work at the Maple. I mean, I work at the Maple, but I don't really work at the Maple.
Yeah.
I'm studying to be a teacher, so I'm living at home and I'm working...
It's the coast.
He leaves. Jamie raises her eyebrows.
Mall people. Mall people, they come and go. Small people, they just don't know.
How's it going?
Fantastic. How's it going with Jamie?
Treating her like every boyfriend she's ever had.
You the man. So I want to run an idea by you.
No.
Since you're trying to hook up with Jamie, what if I went to Paris with Samantha instead of you? That way you...
No.
You haven't heard the whole thing yet. You know what? Just think about it and get back.
Ow!
Mike accidentally shoots Samantha with the taser. She falls over the mall balcony. Chris returns to the diner table, grinning cheesily.
So how's the coast?
Super. Here we go. One grilled cheese with ranch on the side, and one Sugar Mountain Supreme for the chubby bunny.
Excuse me, this isn't gonna work for me.
But this is what you always order.
Yeah, 10 years ago when I was a whale.
The pancakes are fine. He's just kidding.
What?
Be more rude.
She's rude. I haven't had sweets in 10 years, okay? Do you know what this would do to my stomach?
Relax, little girl. I'll have the pancakes and you can have my sandwich, okay?
I'll just enjoy this glass of water. I'm stuffed.
The red Porsche hurriedly pulls up, skidding slightly on the ice.
Good times. Good times!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks again for lunch.
Oh, I'll get your door.
Oh.
Chris hurries around, slipping on the ice as he goes.
Oh. Whew.
Yeah.
Well, it was great seeing you again.
You too. Yeah, glad I ran into you last night.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Big surprise, yeah. It's cold out here.
Yeah, it is. It's like the South Pole.
It's like the deep South Pole, if there was one. There isn't, though.
Thanks for walking me in my door.
Yeah, again, it was great seeing you. Again.
You too.
Yeah. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Oh.
They hug ghostly and jig up and down together.
Ow. Take care.
You too.
As Jamie gets to her door, she turns and glares resentfully back at Chris. He, meanwhile, walks with exaggerated calmness through the forest of huge candy canes and other festive decor put up by Mr. Palomino. Chris arrives at the Porsche and gets inside. He sits, outwardly composed but seemingly tense.
Stupid! 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 What the hell? Go! God! Oh, my God! It's a temple! It's a temple!
nipple. I don't think there is one, but if there was one, I bet it would be in the South.
Chris becomes aware that Jamie is observing his performance through the car window.
I left my gloves in the car.
Oh.
Chris finds the gloves and hands them to her.
There you go.
Thanks.
Chris closes the electric window and straightens the sunshield. A large modern building bears a sign reading Medical and Dental Center.
Hey, look who's here. What's up, Hollywood? How'd the big date go?
It was terrible. I went in for a kiss, but she wants a hug, okay? Then I get caught in this sort of kiss-hug limbo type thing. I don't know what that is. And I ended up shaking her entire body.
So you gave her a body shake?
Oh, God, I should have just kissed her. What am I doing?
Now, looks like you picked up right where you left off. You're back in the friend zone.
Chris pulls up in the Porsche next to the family Volvo. He gets out and walks around the side of the house, blowing on his hands against the cold. He rounds a corner to find Mike sitting on the front doorstep.
What? Little problem.
Okay, she's got a bit of a headache. It's not that bad.
Ha! Oh my God! What the hell happened to her?
Long story short, she fell.
Samantha, are you okay?
I'm a bubble.
Dude, she's fine. Look at her. She's having a good time. She's got her toothpaste.
All you had to do was watch her for a few hours. What did you do to her?
Nothing. She's just all loopy from all the Vicodin.
Where did you get the Vicodin?
Mom.
Blueberry.
Okay. I'm gonna kill you.
What? You said detain her.
She's
detained.
Mike strikes the first blow. Chris miraculously manages to rip off his brother's underpants. They roll on the floor, Chris quickly getting the upper hand.
Truth!
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Chrissy,
how's my future star doing?
Great. She's doing great, sir.
Yeah, let me say hi to her.
She's a little incapacitated at the moment.
That's my boy. Look, when you two get back, I got this incredible marketing campaign lined up
for the spring quarter. Our number one priority, Samantha James.
Awesome.
3, 2, 1.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Yeah. It's a Palomino Christmas. Again.
The Palomino's display is officially lit.
Hello.
Jamie. Hey.
What's up?
Listen, you're never gonna believe this, but I can't get a flight out. I'm stuck here another day.
Oh.
I want to apologize for earlier. Let me make it up to you.
Good.
Do you want to go ice skating?
I thought you hated ice skating.
I used to, but you know, I'm actually pretty damn good now. I'm the MVP in my league, in fact. Come on, be like old times.
Hello, Joyce?
Mom? I'm on the phone.
Well, Chris, what are you doing over at Joyce's?
No, Mom. I'm in the living room 10 feet away from you, and I'm on the phone.
Oh, well, you know, I was wondering, while I have you on the phone, what would you like for dinner? We have a choice between chicken chow mein or pot roast.
Mom, please.
Mom! Mom!
What is it, Peanut?
Where are my ice skates?
Oh, honey, I gave those away years ago.
Are you serious? I need them.
Well, honey, why would I keep them? You're never here. Besides, you weren't terribly good at ice skating.
Well, I'm good now, and I need my skates to show off my talents.
Oh, well, honey, I'm sure you can rent a pair. Besides, you don't have to show off for Jamie. Just be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself. Now, come on, Mikey and I are making snow angels.
I don't want to be myself. My snow globe collection.
Chris clutches an armful of snowstorm globes and nuzzles them lovingly.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun
is
riding.
Ooh, stupid rental skates.
You know what? You're a lot better than before.
Dang, figure skates.
Here, let me help 30s, you.
Okay, I can do it myself, okay? I'm good. I'm good now.
Hey.
So? How's the love life?
Lame. Marty and I broke up a year ago.
Ooh,
Another jerk, huh?
Another jerk, huh?
I'm kidding. I'm just saying you dated a lot of jerks back in high school, that's all.
So how about you? You in love with anyone besides yourself?
No. I've really just been dating, you know? Just trying to look for my soulmate. You didn't buy that, did you?
Maybe you should try harder.
Or I could try this.
He goes to kiss her, slips, and decks her with a headbutt.
Hey, guys, it's Miss Palomino!
Yay!
Hi, guys.
Sarah and Billy and Brett.
Hi.
Wait, you know these kids?
Yeah, I substitute teach their class.
Hey, we're having a pickup game. We could use some more bodies. You guys play?
You know, Chris is a great player, but he has rentals.
A good skater can skate in anything.
Yeah!
I'm in.
Okay, guys, keep it clean.
The referee drops in the puck. Chris attempts to power in from the wing, but slips and falls.
You're pathetic!
I'm sorry, okay? It's just these damn rental skates.
It's fine. Just don't cuss in front of the children. Hot enough.
Get him, Terry!
Chris is brought down by a young player who then scores.
He hacked me!
Yeah. Want to fight, punk?
Are you kidding?
All right, break it up! What is your problem? She's just a child.
That's a girl?
Pussy.
Chris looks on bewildered. Goals continue to be scored. Chris continues to be the target of vicious tackles.
Okay, listen. We're getting creamed out.
It's his fault. You suck, Brander.
Hey.
Brand, you suckster.
Hey. Now, Chris is trying his best here.
Sorry, Miss Palomino, but it's just so terrible.
Not terrible.
Suckster! Suckster!
Maybe you should call it a day.
Suckster!
No, I can do this!
Suckster!
Hey! I'm a really good skater, little girl! Watch! You might learn something!
I'm taking this one.
Back on the ice, Chris points ominously at the goalie. He makes a thumbs-down gesture. The puck is dropped in.
Quinn? No!
The bellowing is Jamie's voice slowed down. Chris is powering down a line of diminutive players, barging and swiping one by one out of the way as he makes for the goal net. The coach yells at him.
No slap shot!
The goalie falls to the ground. Chris whacks the puck, but it ricochets off the bar and hits him in the teeth. Chris is stretchered to the ambulance.
Don't worry, Chris, you're gonna be fine.
Seeing Chris's bloody mouth, Jamie falls backwards in a faint. She's carried back up the slope by a handsome young paramedic.
Well, it looks like I was in the right place at the right time, miss. Palomino? Jamie Palomino!
Dusty Dinkelman?
Yeah, actually, I go by Dusty Lee now, but yeah.
Dusty Lee?
Thanks for saving me.
Yay, Dusty!
You remember Chris Brander?
Yeah.
Boo!
Oh, yeah. Seen better days, I guess, huh, pal? Hey, listen, I don't want to make this weird, but you look incredible.
So do you.
Really glad you dropped in.
Ow! Chris struggles on his stretcher, causing the other paramedic to let go. Chris shoots down the slope, landing face down.
Sorry about that, buddy. Here we go. Late 20s, male, Caucasian. Multiple lacerations on lower mandible and possible concussion. Transport en route, over. So, Jamie, you still living in town?
Oh, yeah, I just moved back.
Oh, really? Oh, me too. It's a small world.
No kidding.
Jeez, you know, I cannot get over how great you look.
Oh, me? Look at you.
Yeah, I guess my skin cleared up and I lost my stammer. And I still play a mean guitar. I'm actually only doing this part-time till I can make it music.
You know, Chris is in the music business too. He'd probably help you.
Oh, hey, easy there, Gretzky. Shh. You know, we should hang out.
You know, have lunch sometime?
Okay.
I would love to have lunch. Where can I give you my phone number?
Just write it on this.
Chris, gagged with an oxygen mask, grimaces as they use his chest as a table.
Jamie Palomino.
This is
bullshit! You haven't aged a peep.
A heavy box lands on Chris's groin at the dental center.
What do you know about Dusty Dinkleman?
You mean Dusty Lee?
Yeah.
Works in the building, drives ambulance, why?
Oh, check this out. So I'm out with Jamie again.
Another day date?
Yes. Anyway, we're having a great time, and then Dusty shows up out of nowhere, and then Jamie gives him her nowhere.
Hey, didn't Dusty have, like, a huge crush on Jamie? Yeah, you got some competition there, Chris. I mean, Dusty is a really nice guy.
Yeah, well, Jamie doesn't date nice guys. She puts her in a friend zone and then tortures the shit out of them.
I don't know. Jamie's come a long way since high school. I think she might be maturing.
Maturing? So that's why she went with Dusty. She wants a sensitive guy. More like the old me. Well, if she wants Mr. Rogers, then I'm going to show her the biggest pussy she's ever seen.
Yeah. Okay, we're done. Now, you're going to need to wear this for the next few days until those stitches are ready to come out. And here you go. Huh? Just like your old yearbook picture. Oh.
He slips in a brace. Samantha lies on a bed.
Come in!
Can I come in?
I just said that.
I brought magazines.
Ugh, these are old.
Flowers?
Those are daisies.
How about snacks?
Carbs? Are you kidding me? I can't eat that crap.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
Well, you're not. So vamoose.
I guess I'll just leave you now.
No, wait. I'm sorry. I'm being such a biatch. She said I'm supposed to be in Paris, and I'm not. And I'm going out of my mind with boredom. I mean, my sidekick broke, and I haven't had sex in, like, forever. I'm so horny. I'm horny.
Mike grimaces.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 22. 20. 19. I'm 18.
18. So do you really have my poster on your wall?
Yeah.
Do you ever, like,
all the time.
How many times in a day?
Eight.
Eight? Eight? Oh my god, that's hot.
You're hot.
I know. Oh, ow.
Are you okay?
Oh, my back is killing me. Oh,
I could give you a massage.
Oh, would you mind?
Not at all. You're naked.
Do you have any oil?
Right back.
Mike, in a ferment of anticipation, dashes across the landing to the bathroom, returning with some baby oil.
What took you so long? Show me what you've got, baby.
Okay, here.
Baby. Ooh, more. Okay, enough.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Chris returns home in the Porsche.
Hey, Merry Christmas, neighbor.
Chris pitches a snowball hard at the neighbor.
Hey!
Ooh, yeah.
Chris yanks Mike off Samantha's back.
Where the hell have you been?
I was getting you food. Are you wearing braces?
It's not braces, it's a retainer, and it's not that bad.
Hi, you look like a doofus!
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 Mommy.
So pretty. Honey, look what just came for you. It's a get well soon card from Jamie.
Boo.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think of that, huh?
It's hugs and kisses, dude. Mom writes that on my cards.
That's because I love you both so much.
Thanks, Mommy.
Chris trips Mike, sending him sprawling onto the sofa, and drinks in the perfume of one of the candles Jamie has sent. He then goes to viciously kick Mike.
Total pussy. You're the biggest pussy on planet Earth. It's you.
Hello?
Jamie!
Chris, how are you feeling?
So much better. Listen, I know it's Christmas Eve, but do you have any plans tonight?
No.
Well, the Revival Theater in town is showing Nicholas Sparks' The Notebook. Hello?
I'm on the phone.
Really? You want to see The Notebook?
Yes, because I love sentimental tearjerkers.
I'm gonna friggin' puke.
Just a second. You are so dead, do you hear me?
Whatever, dude.
What are you doing over there?
Faggot.
Nothing.
Ooh, that's my call waiting. One second.
So anyway.
Hello?
Hey, Jamie, it's Dusty.
Hey, Dusty.
Hey, listen, just...
Dude, I think she left you hanging.
It's probably just an important business call. Get off the phone.
What, the bar ran out of curly fries?
Get off the phone.
Dude, are you gonna boink Jamie tonight?
Yes. Are you happy now?
All right. Dude, The Notebook's so gay.
Get off the phone!
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So anyway, what do you say?
About what?
Going to a movie tonight, and maybe later we can go for some, herbal tea.
Okay, sure. You know what? You're on my way to the theater. I want to pick up at like 7:30.
It's a date.
Homo.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Mom! Mom! Rose!
Paris, here we come.
But I'm not ready to play a gig.
Of course you are.
No. This is a bad idea, Chris.
God, I'm so stupid.
No, you're not, baby.
Here I am trying to nurture this artist, yet you're this pop bubblegum sensation, and that's okay. Paris, here we come.
But I am an artist.
I am an artist.
Hey, I am an artist! Let's go do this.
Are you ready for this?
I was born ready, bitch.
I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
Mike slips in, taking the Porsche keys from Chris.
Hey! Wait! You're not coming with me?
Of course I am. Mike's just giving you a ride to the gig. I'm gonna stay here, I'm gonna do some administrative work, and I'm gonna meet you there. It's open mic night at the coffee house.
Coffee house is lame, dude. Come on. I'm right! Think fast. Boop. Oh!
Mike pokes Chris in the eye and then speeds off. Chris holds his face in pain and then hurries indoors.
Like the Michael Bolton starter kit.
He has laid out his geekiest clothes, his naffest aftershave and most juvenile watch. He slots his brace over his teeth. Chris's mother blithely vacuums. On the other side of the dividing wall, Chris sits on the stairs, impatiently chewing his thumb.
Come on! How long does it...
Mistletoe.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She's grown into such a beautiful young woman, hasn't she, Chris?
Chris dribbles embarrassingly. Dusty appears.
Ding dong.
Dusty, hey, why?
Are you kidding, man? I love The Notebook. I mean, listen, I know it might sound a little corny, maybe even a little femme, but I find something so resplendent in the simplicity of Nicholas Sparks' writing, you know what I mean? Nice outfit, by the way. Rock and roll.
Carol? Oh, my God!
Dusty! Carol! Oh, my goodness! Oh. This is old home week!
Oh, absolutely.
Is it okay that Dusty came?
Oh, it's awesome that Dusty came.
Oh, she's
Thank
fine.
You.
Okay.
She's in the hospital.
Gus! Hey, let's hit the road.
Will you kids have fun?
Oh, Carol, why don't you come join us?
She's vacuuming.
Well, I'd love to, but I wouldn't want to impose.
Oh, no imposition at all.
No.
We'd love to have you, wouldn't we, Chris?
Yeah, rad. Awesome, Mom's coming. That's good, there's a group now.
Yes!
It was us.
Oh, it was darling. Us. Oh, my sweetheart. I love someone.
In the darkened cinema, there is scarcely a dry eye.
How much time do we have?
I'm not sure. Last time it was no more than 5 minutes.
Oh. I'm worried. What happened to me?
This is so gay.
Two men kissing in the row in front turn and smile at Chris. Jamie, in floods, turns to Dusty, whose lips are trembling. She squeezes his hand. Chris is outraged.
Son of a bitch. Huh? Peanut.
Chris's mum grabs his hand and turns a tear-stained face towards him. He writhes in tortured embarrassment.
Oh, no.
Samantha sings at the metal shop.
Forgiveness.
Show us your tits!
Is more than saying sorry.
Hey, Ashley Simpson! Forgiveness!
Steve, what kind of car is this?
Carol, this little Japanese princess here is called a Prius.
I think it's so neat that you kids care about the environment.
I love the environment.
But honey, don't you drive a Range Rover? Aren't those bad?
Well, I had a really nice time tonight, and I hope we can do it again soon. Hey, Dusty, thanks for coming.
Oh, listen, man, it was my pleasure, really. Thank you all for having me. It was so nice. And hey, before I forget, make sure that you rinse that thing at least twice a day, okay? Your mouth is a disgusting open cesspool of germs and bacteria. Now put that back.
Christopher, put that back.
Put it back.
Thanks.
Hey, anyone want some cocoa?
Oh, Carol, you are so sweet, and I would love to do that, except I volunteered at the hospital so that Paul could spend Christmas Eve with his family, so I kind of gotta get going.
Oh, that's a drag? God. Hey, Jamie, what about you?
Mum sits with Chris and Jamie as they watch an amateur video of themselves 10 years ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Chris Brander.
Oh my gosh, I remember this. Juggles
three.
Tennis balls. But gets bored very quickly and wants something else.
Clear! No kissing!
That's right, Jamie Palomino. You're my best friend.
I love you, Chris Brander.
Oh, your mom's car. You see, this is more like you.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it back to L.A.
They climb into the Volvo.
What?
Guess what I found.
No, the tape I made you?
1995.
Summer of
like.
Put it in. Oh, my God, I just peed a little.
Good night, guys.
Chris emerges from the Palomino's brightly lit home. He takes the call.
What's up?
Little problem.
Where are you?
The metal shop.
What?
Hey! Hey! Ow! Ow! That's it, bitch! Come on!
I'm gonna kill you! Not so funny
now!
Bitch!
Not so
sorry! Christmas cookies, Mom! What's up, dude?
Quiet. She's sleeping. I'm going over to Jamie's.
Did you wake her yet?
Shut it. She wakes up, tell her I went to meet Bono.
You're gonna meet Bono? I wanna come.
No, you're walking void. It's a lie. But if she wakes up, just tell her I'll be back in a bit.
Fine.
Fine.
I love you. I love you too.
Mike gives Chris a Christmas cookie. As they leave Samantha's room, she opens one eye. The Porsche has been left open to the snow. From behind the iced-up car, Chris wobbles out of the garage on his dilapidated bike.
It's pathetic.
Tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year.
Chris flies headlong over the handlebars, landing in the snow at the feet of the carol singers. Jamie and her parents sit among a crowd of other people in a warm, comfortable living room, spellbound by the guitar music. Chris enters, aghast to see that the musician is no other than Dusty himself.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Encore! Encore!
Yeah. Okay, all right, one more time.
Okay.
Here we go. You guys, you know, Christmas is the time for giving. And the most precious gift that you can give is your heart. Jamie Palomino, this is my gift to you.
When Jamie smiles, it takes me miles from where I feel unsure. When Jamie smiles, I realize she's no ordinary girl. No ordinary girl. Oh.
Mike gargles. As he shuts the bathroom cabinet, he sees Samantha in the mirror.
I'll never tell you anything.
Samantha kisses Mike, using her tongue liberally.
He's with his lover.
Samantha rushes off. Mike collapses to the floor. Dusty leads the guests in a kind of Christmas conga out into the garden. Chris sits dejectedly on the stairs. His dentist friend approaches.
Dude, Jamie's outside. What are you doing up here?
I'm getting my butt kicked by Dinkelman. That's what I'm doing up here. You see him play that guitar? It's like he has 15 fingers. Everybody loves him. I can't compete with this guy.
You can't compete with this? Are you kidding me? You're Chris Brander. You're Hollywood. You date models. He's Jersey. He skis in his jeans. It's Dinkelman. It's Dusty Dinkelman. Dinkelman's going down.
Dinkelman is going way down.
Boy. Now you get out there and you tell Jamie how you feel.
Let's do this.
Go in. Go, Chris Brander, ladies and gentlemen.
Look down on the face of Steven when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night.
Though Chris and Jamie exchange a look. Chris stares as the family Volvo crashes through the garden fence, scattering the singers and smashing the decor.
They're digging up! You son of a bitch!
Samantha, you're here!
Shit! There she is! There's the little slut you've been banging behind my back!
Me?
Not you, Wrinkles, her!
Who are you?
I'm Samantha James, bitch! Don't shuckle me! You're a whore!
Get off, Samantha the whore!
For this. I'm gonna get you fired! Hope you enjoy unemployment, dickweed! Get off me, God boy!
Oh, Samantha, what about the words of your song? Forgiveness!
Forgiveness, asshole! Now!
She punches him and strides off.
I hate this town!
Call me.
Chris collapses his knees. Samantha maneuvers the Volvo roughly out of the garden. As she goes, the mains cable for all the illuminations catches in the rear bumper. Mike notices this.
It's the most wonderful little problem.
Doc!
Circuit, one of the waving Santas ignites. Santa's reindeer in flames crash down onto those below. Has a very lucky escape as one misses his groin by inches. One of the burning reindeer is dragged away down the road in the wake of the Volvo.
Wow, you don't see that every day.
Hey Chris, it's Samantha. I just talked to my sponsor and I owe you an apology. Samantha, call me. It's Samantha!
Hello, Joyce? Joyce?
Chris throws the mobile phone away and lies back on his bed.
Go away!
Go away!
Mom, I said I have a tummy ache.
Well, that was an interesting Christmas.
I'm sorry. I'll pay for everything.
I'm not here to collect.
What are you doing here?
I want to talk to the guy who wrote me this.
She holds up the list of 100 reasons.
Wow.
You want some more?
No. Gallon's my limit.
Excuse me if I'm not one of your stick models. I'm Chris Brander. I hang out with good Charlotte and Pink.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I get it. I was lame.
Yeah.
Actually, I was nervous, but more importantly, does this hat make me look fat?
He holds up a picture of his younger, fatter self in a baseball cap.
So, is your life everything you'd hoped to be?
I always thought that if I had a huge career, famous clients, and tons of money, that I'd be happy. The truth is, I was right. I love it, especially the money.
Oh, you're so bad.
What about you? Let's put you in the hot seat, huh? Where you see yourself in 10 years?
Well, I see myself teaching, and I see myself getting married and raising a family. What?
Getting late. I'm gonna take you home.
Or I could sleep over like old times.
Chris looks thoughtful. Jamie stands at a mirror, pulling on and buttoning one of Chris's shirts. She stares at her own reflection and then smiles almost gleefully to herself. She turns out the light and jumps into the bed.
Here we are.
Yeah.
She walks her fingers across his chest.
This is it. You're finally gonna have sex with Jamie Palomino. Oh, God, look at that face. Look at that body. Why are you smiling like a friggin' idiot? Go on. Make a move.
What's on your mind?
Bush. President Bush. The first family. Really?
She turns away brusquely. He mouths to himself, "Oh my God." He moves over to her.
Dude, you're killing me. This is the girl of your dreams. Ravish her. But what if she doesn't want to be ravished? What if she wants to stay friends? Friends don't ravish each other. Friends watch New Year's Rockin' Eve. I wonder who's hosting this year.
Chris, can you put your feet on mine? They're freezing.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Her feet aren't even cold. This is it. Don't even think about how weird tomorrow's gonna be.
Chris?
Oh, God. Oh, God. What are you doing? Where are you going?
Is everything all right?
Oh, everything's fine. Yeah, you okay? You need a blanket or anything?
No, I'm fine.
You're not gonna make a move, are you? Good night, Jamie.
Good night, Chris.
You don't deserve a penis.
God, and we had this great night, and we were laughing, and we were showing each other old pictures, and...
Did he try anything?
No!
Did you try anything?
No, but I put myself out there. I mean, I wore this sexy white shirt, and I did the whole cold feet move, and we slept in the same bed.
The hell is wrong with you? I mean, why didn't you sleep with her?
Oh, no, I had her.
Are you two on the same menstrual cycle yet, or what?
I don't know. Maybe I just don't compare to these LA girls.
Look, the timing just wasn't right. You know, I'm laying there. I'm about to make my move. And then suddenly it just hits me. Where's this going? What happens after we sleep together? Does she move to LA? Do I move back here?
Jesus, dude, I thought you just wanted to sleep with her.
Maybe he just wants to be friends.
Maybe he's gay.
I can't just sleep with Jamie Palomino. We have a history. We're
friends.
God! Damn it! I'm right back in high school again, you know? I gotta follow my own advice. I gotta just walk away.
No, put me on at 3 o'clock. The sooner I get out of here, the better.
Sure about this?
No.
They round a corner to find Dusty canoodling with a nurse.
Hey, listen, I gotta hang out with my friends over there, okay? I'll talk to you tonight. What's up, homies?
You tell me. What's with the nurse?
Oh, Janice. Oof, another bee in the hive, my friend. Just another bee.
What about Jamie?
Think about her. I mean, hey, it's great, right? Two biggest geeks back in the day now finally have a shot with the hottest chick in high school. You can't write that stuff, my friend.
Hey, are you kidding me?
Oh, come on, man. Cut the nice guy routine. I know what you're up to, and I am all for it. I mean, it is gonna be sweet revenge on Jamie Palomino for keeping us in the friend zone all those years.
Oh, yeah, you wish you were in the friend zone. I was in the friend zone. Friend zone mine.
Copy that. I'm mobile. Listen.
Man's juice.
I gotta run. You guys have a nice time. It's been nice seeing you. Have fun with Jamie. I know I will. Clark, always a pleasure.
Thanks, man. So we're looking at daycares. And Darla's got one picked up for TJ, and it's great. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I want the best for my kid. I mean, he deserves the best. But Tiny Tots is just too... Oh, Mariah Carey!
Chris grabs the wheel and turns the car.
What the hell are you doing? This is a Pontiac Grand Prix!
I'm sorry, okay? But I can't let Dinkelman get away with this! I refuse to sit back and let Jamie get used by another asshole!
You could have asked. The LA guys are so dramatic.
I'm sorry!
Okay. Oh my God.
You know, one good snowfall and you won't see any of this.
They walk through the Palomino's devastated garden.
Hi, Mr. Palomino. How are you?
Come to destroy the rest of the house, huh?
Look, I'm really sorry about yesterday. Oh, oh. And that. Look, I know you hate me, but I need to speak with Jamie. Where is she?
She's gone off with Mr. Lee.
Dry cleaner?
No, Dusty, you jackass.
Where are they?
A large red brick church. The dentist's car pulls up. Chris gets out and charges up the steps. The pair head off down the steps to the side entrance. They pass through a kind of vestry and push through a curtain into the church. Children and adults rock back and forth as Dusty, wearing a large Stetson, plays the organ.
Chris, what are you doing here?
Favorite teacher and mine. She put this wonderful concert together for all of us. Give a big round of applause to Miss Jamie Palomino.
When Jamie smiles, it takes me miles from where I've been.
Guys, I can't believe you wrote me that song.
I can. He's been working on that song since high school, remember? It's like the Stalker's national anthem. Not to mention, I already heard that song today, only it was Janice's eyes that made him smile.
Janice? Who's Janice?
A nurse with really big boobs that works at the medical center. A girl I saw him kissing earlier tonight. Dusty's a Jersey player, Jamie. He's out for revenge on you for putting him in the friend zone in high school.
What are you talking about?
The guy's looking for the anger bang.
Amazing. That's exactly what he said about you.
Don't you see what's happening here? The guy's just outplaying me, that's all.
Oh, it's about you. Now he's outplaying you. What am I, game?
No!
Would you guys like to join us in a carol to celebrate the birth of our Lord?
No!
Chris launches himself at Dusty and they smash the nativity scene.
What is the matter with you? This is a Christmas concert for children!
Just liar!
Sex is not your boyfriend, is he?
No, he's not!
Because we like Dusty.
Man, when you come back to town, you come back to town, huh? Huh? Don't sweat it. We'll go to the Maple tonight. You can apologize to Jamie, and then everything will be just, Just Peachy, okay, yep, good. Thanks, Clark, for everything. See you in another 10 years.
Guess not.
How'd it go with Jamie last night, you boinker? That would be a no. Raise your hand if your brother's a homo. All right, keep in touch.
At an icy bus stop, Chris drinks with Tim.
You believe that? Not one taxi, not one. Stupid town, I gotta take the bus.
Dude, bus sucks.
Yes! I am out of here! So long! Suck down! Kiss my ass!
Hey, Mr. Bus Driver Man! Hey, pull my finger! Come on! Pull my finger!
The bus stops and Chris is ejected headlong onto the snowy sidewalk. His suitcase follows. He glares back at the driver, staggers slightly, and then notices the neon sign of the maple above his head. Chris enters the bar. He picks up a shot from a waitress's tray and downs it. Noticing Jamie and Dusty across the room, he deposits the empty glass in someone's beer.
Yoo-hoo!
Great.
Jamie!
Oh, miss.
What, Chris? What do you want?
I just want to apologize. I'm sorry. I was out of line, okay?
You're an asshole.
Oh, my. I was so...
I'm gonna get you a cab. And
she's so sensitive. Huh?
You blew it. I'm winning. You're the devil. So, go ahead. Just go sleep it off. You'll be right as rain in the morning, brother.
Chris, you're drunk. Go home.
I'm not drunk.
What's this?
Ooh. Simply Dusty. Is there any other kind? That's adorable. Do you know what else is adorable? You two.
Hey, stop bringing Dusty into your problems, okay? Dusty and I are fine. Dusty and I are friends.
Right. Not for too long, I hope.
Yeah. Wait, what? Slow down. What did you just say?
Jamie, listen, I've been meaning to talk to you about our relationship. Maybe we could take the next step or something.
Dusty, can I be honest with you? I think you're a really nice guy.
Thank you.
I think you're funny and charming and sweet, and I just don't have those feelings for you.
You kidding?
No.
Whew. Okay, because I wrote you that song and everything, you know, and I worked really hard on it. And what kind of girl would you be if you didn't put out for the guy that wrote you that song? You know what I mean? After this, I'm mobile.
Dusty walks away, dancing strangely.
I'm gonna miss him.
Oh!
What?
Get off me. Chris, why are you here? Why do you keep messing with my head?
I messed with your head for 3 days. You've been torturing me since the sixth grade.
So that's what this is about, because I wouldn't screw you in high school? Get over yourself!
After years of you being the biggest tease, trust me, I'm so over myself.
Oh, so now I'm the tease. I practically threw myself at you the other night and you did nothing.
And now you know how it feels. I'm out of here.
Yeah, there you go. Just walk away like you always do.
No. I'm not walking away. I'm running back to my great life in L.A.
Great, well, have fun.
You have fun being the girl who peaked in high school. Ooh. Slap like a cheerleader.
Bye, Chris.
And stay out.
Chris and his suitcase are dumped onto the sidewalk by the bouncer at the Maple.
I've always wanted to see that.
Chris walks off down the main street, somewhat unsteady on his feet and pulling his suitcase on wheels behind him. In the half-lit cabin of a plane, Chris stares glumly into space, surrounded by sleeping passengers. The Hollywood sign dominates the sun-soaked valley below. Tinsel Christmas decorations look oddly out of place on the street lamps. A yellow cab pulls up. Chris gets out, throws money at the driver, and then throws his suitcase over a garden wall. He ambles like a zombie into a sleek apartment. He sits and gazes vacantly around him. His attention is taken by a guitar propped against the wall. Emblazoned on the body in psychedelic lettering is the name Samantha.
How did you get in here?
My bodyguard let me in. I was making cookies.
Oh, I was trying to be all domesticated like that skank you were banging behind my back.
Please leave me alone.
No, shh. Hugs and kisses. It's all good, baby. It's all good. By making me jealous on purpose, you inspire me to write the best songs, you know, full of angst and hate. You like that? You and I are going to be the greatest musical manager team since Jessica Simpson and her father. Only we get to, and they can't, because it's illegal. I looked it up. This is the new and improved forgiveness. Forgiveness is more than saying sorry. Forgiveness.
No.
No?
No more.
But I've forgiven you. It's just like the song.
This isn't about you.
It's cool. You can have other girls. I like girls. Darla.
I don't want other girls. I want one girl. That's not you.
Chris takes the guitar from her and lays it aside.
Look, I'll call you.
She tasers him in the testicles.
Ouch. Why don't you like me?
This is hard to answer with a teaser.
This is about Ben's little horse.
He grabs her leg, sharing the electric current. He gets on top of her.
Ooh, yeah, it's go time.
Hey, it's not go time! This isn't how it works, Samantha. You can't force or torture someone into liking you.
Ooh, the big speech.
No! You just have to put yourself out there and hope that they like you back. This isn't a game. This is my life.
Oh, yeah? Well, this is my life, okay? I'm sorry I'm not the most boring person ever, okay? I'm sorry I'm not poor. I'm sorry I don't have a fat ass. I'm sorry I'm not wiggling.
He leaves her floundering on her back. Chris sits aboard a plane flying out of L.A. He looks impatiently at his watch and chews his thumb. A taxi pulls up outside the Maple. Chris pushes his way into the crowd within the bar. A cab pulls up outside Jamie's house. Chris rushes up to the front door.
Jamie, look, Jamie! I said a lot of really crappy things the other night, and I'm sorry about that. I haven't been a very good friend to you, and I'm sorry, okay? The truth is, I'm afraid to be your friend, because I'm always gonna want more. But then I got to thinking that I'd rather have you in my life as a friend than not at all. You know what, that's a lie too.
She comes out to join him on the porch.
Back here.
Because I want to take you on a date. And I don't care if it's in the day or at night or whenever, as long as it's a real date. And I want to tell you how beautiful I think you are, inside and out. And I want to have babies with you. And I want to marry you. And I love you, Jamie. I always have.
He kisses her hard.
Mm. Oh.
Sorry. Just, like 20 years so at once.
He bends his head again and they kiss, gently but passionately. They are observed by a small girl and two boys from a nearby window.
Sucksters making out with Mrs. P.
What is she thinking?
Hey, Sarah, do you want my last cookie?
Oh, thanks, Brad. Hey, Joey, do you want some of my cookie?
Don't mind if I do.
You're such a good friend, Brad.
The bestest.
Oh, shit. I
swear. The end.
By the moon and the stars in the skies, I'll be there. I'll give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall.
just the two of us are there. You won't have to ask if I still care, 'cause as the time turns the page, my love won't age at all.
Forgive is divine, so let's have a glass of wine and have makeup sex until the end of time, 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 time. Forgiveness does not mean compromising. Let's forgive and solve this African debt, just like the Cheshire Cat, who says, "Roar! You're running out of time, 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 time."
Give them.